Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kluszewski. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Semenik fields it and throws to first for the out. Atwell moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski takes first base on ball four. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Mixes reaches second base with a double. Bob Ramazzotti pinch runs for Eddie Mixes. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wemeyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramazzotti moves to third. Fondi moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wyrostek throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Jeffcoat trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Atwell moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti now playing second base. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Herm Wemeyer. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to third. Adams moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson throws to second for 1, and Ramazzotti throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hatton scores. Adams scores. Adcock moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock moves to third. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Perkowski now pitching. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-1 in the game. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harden pinch hits for Bob Ramazzotti. Bud Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bud Harden now playing second base. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik strikes out. Atwell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Semenik out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to second. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirostek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatton scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borkowski takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Atwell takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Atwell moves to third. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-1 in the game. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Sisler pinch hits for Harry Perkowski. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatton hits a line drive towards first. Fondi catches it and steps on first to double up Sisler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Hiller now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson is walked intentionally. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Atwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Adams reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirostek takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. Adams scores. Adcock moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Borkowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. Semenik hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-2 in the game. Harden hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirostek bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Adcock moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Bob Borkowski. Joe Hatton now pitching. Wally Post pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing center field. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hiller. Jackson moves to second. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smalley is walked intentionally. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Joe Hatton. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Bud Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-3 in the game. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini pinch hits for Frank Hiller. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Atwell for a passed ball. Hatton moves to third. Adams moves to second. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirostek is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.